Yesterday we learned the Tosfos on Samach Amud Beis, where they quote the Machlokes Rashi and Rabbi Natan, how many brachas one recites when putting on tefillin. The way it says in our Gemara has beferish. When you put on tefillin, shall yad we say a bracha. When on shall Rosh say another bracha. So if the Rishonim had the Girsa the way we have it printed in our Gemara, the Tosfos Yonta writes in his comments on the bottom of the Rosh, there's nothing to discuss. So he says, clearly they didn't have this girsa. They didn't have this in the Gemara. We have it smack in the middle of all the brachas. They say a bracha on the shal yad and a bracha on the shal rosh, and it doesn't say if he's mapsik and mitzi. So he thinks that they clearly didn't have this girsa. Then the Gemara says, ki moshe yodei, when one washes until sedaim in the morning, say the bracha shekadishan tzosan on until sedaim. He's saying all the other brachas before, things like Kefufim or Kahorat Salam Royim, Mechem Mitzadei Gover, Shazadi Kotzaki. He's saying all the brachas before. And then before he washes his hands. So that's also, the Rosh already points out that our practice is that we don't say any brachas before we wash until Zedayim. We assume that there's a Ruach Ra that shows around the person. The Gemara in the end of Yuma talks about the Ruach Ra that shows if you don't wash your hands. And then you touch food, or you touch the body, so that's going to be a problem. So the Gemara talks about such a Ruach Ra. So because of this Ruach Ra, so we feel it's not right to say a bracha. Till you get rid of the Ruach Ra. How do you get rid of the Ruach Ra? So that, he says, it quotes from the Zohar, you wash Gimel Pamim B'Seirigin. Then the Tosfos Yonta quotes from the Beis Yotzev, the Tosfos Yonta in his comments on the bottom of the Rosh, quotes from the Beis Yosef that there is a contradiction between two passages in the Zohar, whether when he fills the cup up with water, should he be holding it in the right hand or on the left hand? So the Beis Yosef answers the contradiction by saying, you should hold the cup in your right hand when you fill it up with water. And then you should pour the water, holding the cup in your left hand, you should pour the water on your right hand first and then on the left hand. Wash gimel pamim b'serigin. This serigin, this is only for the ruach ra. When you're washing the tilis yadayim for eating bread, that you don't need any serigin. There's no issue of ruach ra over there. The meaning is that we do the right hand first. The Gemara says that the kohanim and the beis hamikdash have to do the hakrovas hakabonis in the right hand. If the kohen is a lefty, so the Mishnah says in Zvachim his posel, to be marked with carbonus, because you need avoided bimin. So we always give more chashivas to the right part of the body. When you get dressed, you put on the right shoe first, the right socks first, everything the right side first, to demonstrate as if everything is avoided Hashem. When we get dressed, and when we work for a living, and when we eat, and when we go to sleep, everything is avoided Hashem. So in Avodah, in the Beis HaMikdosh, the preference is given to the right side of the body. Yeah, what is the Netilas Yadayim all about? So that's a big machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam's opinion is that the Netilas Yadayim with a bracha is for davening Shachris Mincha Maariv, for davening Shmona Esrei. So not only do you have to wash with a cup for Shachris, you have to wash with a bracha, with a cup, for Mincha Maariv as well. And others disagree that that's right. The Gemara says you should wash your hands. If your hands are clean, maybe you don't have to wash your hands, according to the other Rishonim. And you don't say a bracha on the Tilus Adam because you're washing, because you're cleaning your hands for Mincha Maariv. In the morning is saying a bracha because you're getting rid of the Ruach Ra. Not so much because of the davening. So then there are different opinions. When exactly do you have a Ruach Ra? Whenever you take a nap in the middle of the day, whenever a person goes to sleep, he has a Ruach Ra. So that's a Sofik. So we say if a person goes to sleep in the middle of the day, if he just dozes off for 2 minutes, a lot of people are walking in the sleep. So that doesn't count. But if he sleeps for a half an hour or so, then we're Mesupik if he has a Ruach Ra. So we would insist that he should wash his hands, b'serig and gimel pamim, without saying a bracha because of the suffix. Some raise the possibility, this Techemet has 9 volumes of an encyclopedia, Then the 10th volume is a collection of his original tshuvas. So in one of his tshuvas, maybe the first tshuva, he raises the possibility that maybe the Ruach Ra is only shoira at night if the person is sleeping at chatzais. I know some people that don't even go to sleep before chatzais. So then when they wake up in the morning, there's no Ruach Ra possibility. There's no Ruach Ra, so they should wash without a bracha. That's what he raises a possibility. Maybe if he weren't sleeping at chatzais, at midnight, maybe you should wash without a bracha in the morning. Yeah. What do they do? They wake up before chatzais. Yeah, also, so they're also not sleeping at chatzais. Yeah? I don't know. Maybe he talks about it. I don't remember. Maybe he talks about it. When we were discussing the Taisus, we mentioned the case of Mishnah about whether one recites one bracha, two brachas, I'm putting on Shayad and Shalosh. So the one suggestion was that the Machlekes of Rishonim is, are they one mitzvah, are they two mitzvahs? The Gemara says that there's a saying, Shartim Nos Al Yadecha first, and only afterwards, V'hoyu in the plural, V'hoyu the Tetavis Ben Yenecha, because man shebein anecha yushtaim, you shouldn't put on the shal rosh before the shal yad. So if there's a seder, how you have to do it? So the pashtus perhaps is that it's one mitzvah. The mitzvah b'shleimus is to have shal yad and shal rosh, and if you have one without the other, the din is aim yachm zazeh, but the only kind of mitzvah shalo b'shleimus. The Rambam is the one who insists no, that it's two distinct mitzvahs, all right, that aim yachm zazeh. He's the one who says he only said one bracha, even though he insists the two mitzvahs. So the Rambam clearly doesn't hold that it's toli zeh bezeh. The truth of the matter is it really should not be toli zeh bezeh. The Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs has a kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam counts as one mitzvah, l'akrav korban oyle kim mishpato, l'akrav korban shlomim kim mishpato, l'akrav korban chatos kim mishpato too. So the Ramban is bothered with the kasha. If it counts the whole hakrobus korban oyle, counts as one mitzvah, so how come there's a Tosefta in Brochas that says that when you do the Shechita on the Korban Oyla, that's one Brocha, Shekujam Tosan al Shechita Sazevach, and then when you do the Kohen who does Kabbalah, Saddam says that Shekujam Bigdusha Shishalara, Sivanu al Kabbalah Saddam, and then the one who does Halacha Saddam says a Brocha, the one who does Rika Saddam says a Brocha, the one who does Hefshit, the one who does Nituach, and the one who does Haktorah. Every step of the way, there's another bracha. So the Ramban asks, how can it be? If it's one mitzvah, how can it be that you say 7, 8, 9 brachas on that? So the Mefarshim on the bottom of the page, and the Sefer Mitzvahs, I forgot, either the Leib Sameach or the Kinas Sofrim, one of the standard Mefarshim on the bottom of the page says, he doesn't see what's so difficult, even if it's one mitzvah, but you recite a bracha according to how many Maisah mitzvah there are, not according to how many mitzvahs there are. The Rambam is of the opinion that that Morer never existed as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Morer is only Hechsher de Pischa. That's the Loshan HaGemara in Pesachim Dafayim. Hechsher de Pischa. It enhances the Kiyama mitzvah of Korban Pesach. That's why Morer b'zman is as only the Rabbon, and Afilu b'zman HaMikdash, Morer would only be the Raisa if it's in conjunction with Achilas Korban Pesach. It's a Hechsher de Pischa. Korban Matzah is also a Hechsher de Pischa. Same Gemara, and Afayin himself in the Gemara says that Matzah is also a Hechsher de Pischa. It enhances the mitzvah of Matzah. So that's why there was one opinion in the Amoraim at the end of Gemara Pesachim that the Matzah Bezmanazah is only the Rabbana, like Morah Bezmanazah is only the Rabbana. There was an opinion that Matzah and Morah both don't exist, neither exist as an independent mitzvah. The only one and only mitzvah on eating mitzvah achilah leil Pesach is to eat the Korban Pesach, and to eat the matzah and the mar with the Korban Pesach is to enhance the kiyum mitzvah of the Korban Pesach. It's achsher de pischa. We don't accept that opinion. We paskin that since it says be'erev tochel matzah sakasuk kovachoyva, that there are two kiyumim in matzah. Matzah is a kiyum b'fnei atzmai, the mitzvah is achilah b'fnei atzmai, and it's also achsher de pischa. But so Morer is not really, according to the Rambam, Morer, Bizman HaMikdash, one is only obligated to eat Morer if he's actually eating Korban Pesach. If he's Tomei B'derech HaChoika, he has to eat Matzah, But on Pesach Rishon, because matzah exists as an independent mitzvah, but he doesn't eat the mara. Mara is only in conjunction with Korban Pesach. Nonetheless, the Rambam paskins lahalacha that the Gemara has three opinions, and it comes out that there are three opinions. There are really only two opinions in the Tanoim, but there are two versions of what the two opinions are. There are three opinions regarding eating Hillel, eat Bekricha Achas. Is it Dafke you have to eat Dafke Bekricha Achas, Karach Pesach Matzah Mar B'Yachad, or Dafke Mitzvah Mevat L'Zor Zor? If you eat a lot together, you won't be Yotze, you have to eat a Dafke separately, or it's optional. If you want, you can eat it together. If you want, you can eat it separately. So the Rambam paskens that it's optional. So the Rambam writes that if you eat it all together, then Pesach Matzah Umarer, then you say, the Rambam's opinion is that you don't eat all three together. The way we have the Girsa in the Gemara, Hillel's opinion was you eat Pesach Matzah Umarer. And the Chagyanke points out on the bottom of the page in the Big Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Pesach, Chagyanke points out that the Rambam's Girsa was that you don't eat the Pesach Matzah Umarer. The Yerushalmi is beferish against the Rambam. Yerushalmi is beferish that you eat all three together. So the Rambam is problematic over here. The Rambam had the Girsa and the Bavli that you eat the matzah and the morah together. So the Rambam says if you eat the matzah and the morah together, then you say one bracha l'achilas matzahs and morim, and if you eat them separately, then you say two separate brachas, a separate bracha on achilas morah and a separate bracha on achilas matzah. But according to the Rambam's opinion, morah was never a separate mitzvah. Morah is only hechsher with the pisco, and he's going to say a bracha l'achilas pesach. He's going to say a bracha al achilas pesach. So why should he say a bracha al achilas morah? So you see from the Rambam that the brachas, how many brachas one recites, is not really a function of how many mitzvahs you're fulfilling. It really depends how many maisa mitzvah there are. If you're doing two separate maisa mitzvah, eating matzah separately, eating morah separately, and eating korban pesach, the Rambam holds, everybody holds you have to eat the korban pesach separately. So the Rambam says you say three separate brachas. One on achilas matzah, one on achilas korban pesach, one on achilas morah. Even though morah is not an independent mitzvah, it's only hechsher with the pischa. Still, the Rambam says if you eat it separately, you say a separate bracha achilas morah. And the same thing, the Rambam's opinion is there's a machlekes. The Rambam and Tosfos da the menish belulim akhtem zeh. So one opinion, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that lulav tzarcheget. You have to tie together the lulav, the hadasim, and the harovis. And if you didn't tie it together, you're not yotze the mitzvah. We pass from lulav, and it's orcheged, meikar adin, but it's a hida mitzvah to have it together. So the Rambam writes, so the shitas of Rabbi Natam is, the Tosfos of Menachos quotes Rabbi Natam, that even if you hold lulav, and it's orcheged, you don't have to tie them together, but you have to pick up all the dalminim, and vasachas, you pick up the zeh, hazeh, one after the other, that's l'choladeh, they're not mitzvah from yachad. And the Rambam writes not so. And Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam over here. Shulchan Aruch only quotes the Rambam that if you want you can pick up all the dalmin and bezeh hazeh, and if you want you pick them all up the vasachas. And the Gemara says if you pick up all the dalmin and vasachas, since the lulav is the tallest, so you say the bracha al natilas lulav. Why should that be a reason? Usually have an ikar and a tofel. Well, how are you going to decide which one of the dalmin is the ikar? So decide because the lulav is tallest, that's why it's the ikar. It's problematic, but that's the Loshon HaGemar, because the lulav is tallest, you only say brach on the lulav. But the Rambam's opinion is that if you want to pick up zeh hazeh, you can pick up one after the other, and then, since you're doing four maisa mitzvah, then you have to say four brachas, even though the Rambam says it's only one mitzvah, because he holds that the dalaminam, the Mishnah says, dalaminam amyakim zeh, and the Rambam thinks that that's a proof conclusive that it's one mitzvah in the shal yad and shal rosh and not miyak mezeh. So that's a conclusive proof that it's two mitzvahs. So the Rambam holds that by the dalan minim, if you pick them up bezach hazeh yoytze, and you say four different brachas, so you can have four brachas on one mitzvah. So that's why it's takanat akasha what the Ramban asked on the Rambam. How come the Rambam counts l'hakruv korban ola kimishpato as one mitzvah, but the Tosefta says that you say so many brachas, a bracha on the shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, hefshit, nituach, haktore, there's seven different brachas at least. At least seven different, nisach hayayin. Seven different brachas on the one korban. How can it be if it's one mitzvah? So the Rav Soloveitchik say the Rambam's opinion is that you say that's what the Mefarshim say on the bottom of the page. Eh? The Rambam holds even though it's one mitzvah, but brachas are recited according to how many ma'isa mitzvah there are.
The different people doing it. All those cases as one person is doing the mitzvah over there. You have, in addition,
there's
to
seven that, different people doing.
There's seven different people.
Right.
So each one has a share in the mitzvah. It's not exactly the same thing.
But even when it's the same person. Even when it's the same person picks up the lulav, the hadassim, and the arabis, and the esrik, b'zeh, hazeh, hazeh, still the Rambam says that you say four brachas. And if you eat the korban pesach separately, and the morah separately, and the matzah separately, then he says you say three brachas, even though it's one mitzvah. Even though he writes explicitly, he's not going to count morah as a mitzvah. It doesn't exist as an independent mitzvah. So that's basically what the Kes Mishnah says at this issue, where he say one bracha, two brachas on Shalyad and Shalrosh is not really a function, it's not really an issue whether it's one mitzvah, two mitzvahs. Even if you hold like the Rambam, that it's two mitzvahs, but he says, even if you hold it's one mitzvah, but the two ma'isa mitzvah, when you do Hanocha Shalyad, then you do Hanocha Shalrosh. So it should require two brachas, but it's the same Nusach HaBrocha. When you do Shchita, you say, Kedishonim Sassasana Ala Shchita. When you do Kabbalah Saddam, you say, Shekedishonim Bikdishosu Shalaran. It's the one shchita is very bizarre, so you don't have to say kedushan b'kedushas shalaron. But for the kabbalah halacha zrika, that you need dafke koyin, so that you have to say the nusach hashi kedushan b'kedushas shalaron, and you say on each mitzvah. But he quoted, that was the Kes Mishnah, quoted the Tosefta, that if you mafrish chala and truma and maisam and amaisa and bikurim, hazeh hazeh hazeh, and all four Hashem echad of truma. So the Mishnah says in Me'ilah that Hashem Echad, the Mitztarfim Yachad, if a non-Kohen eats a quarter of Gezais of Truma, a quarter of Gezais of Chala, a quarter of Gezais of Bikurim, a quarter of Gezais of Maisa and Amaisa, he would be Loike, because Hashem Echad, so since it's Hashem Echad, the same Yusach HaBrach applies to all four, Allah Froshas Truma, so that the Sefta says, you say one bracha, because you're repeating the same mitzvah many times. Let's say the Shoichet is, it's his turn to shecht for an hour. In the slaughterhouse, they take turns. It's his turn to shecht for an hour. He's going to shecht many, many, many chickens in that hour. He's going to shecht more than one chicken a minute. He's going to shecht more than 60 chickens maybe 120 chickens. They shecht very quickly. They have a guy hold the chicken. They just cut. The shecht just cuts 2 seconds. They go very fast. They have a conveyor belt. So he says, one bracha ala shechita, and it covers many shechitas. Tosfos just had a suffix. We discussed it. If the Shoichet talks, if you say Motzi Lechman Ratz and you eat bread and then you talk in between the first swallow and the second swallow, there's no din of hepsik over there. Once the bracha related to the first bit of food that you swallowed, so the rest of the food doesn't require the bracha to be mitzaref to it. But by mitzvahs, that's what Tosfos had a sofik. So l'chatchila, the shochtim try not to talk. You got to remind, not talking for a whole hour. So then after 20 minutes, they start talking. They start talking Hilchos Shechita. They don't talk about the weather, about politics. They're talking Hilchos Shechita. But it's a hefsek. So you're going to shecht many chickens. So you say one bracha ala shechita. The one bracha relates, the exact same bracha relates to all the different shechitas. So here also, even if it's two different mitzvahs, shalyad and shalrosh, even if you count them as two different mitzvahs, but the same nusach bracha can apply to both. So that's the rationale why Rashi and the Rambam hold that you only say one bracha. Yeah, that's what the Tosiyantim says. They clearly, none of them have this girsa that we have in the Gemara. How could Rashi and the Rambam say against the Gemara? And the Rabbi Natam, if he had the girsa, why didn't he say it's a proof from the Gemara? He doesn't say you see beferish on the Gemara. Yeah. Then the Gemara has, when you wash your face, Amava Chev L'Shein Me'ino Yisnumam Yafa Poi V'hirot Samol Fanechem. Yeah, that was the Tosfos on Mem Vov and Aleph. He say Yehi Rotzon Mofanecha, and it's a Bracha Sheina Pasachas Beborach, or it's Vihi Rotzon, and it's a Hemshech, and you don't say Amen after Usnamam Yaf Apoi. You don't say Amen. So because of the Machloikas, whether you should say Amen or not, and it's not proper. That's what you see from the Shulchan Aruch. It's not proper to say Amen in the beginning, in the middle of a Bracha. Let's say Chazan is saying Chazaras Hashat says Yalav Yavai. So he, what does he say? Everybody says Amen. Everybody says Amen. So that's really Rav Soloveitchik's practice was like those Achronim, that it's not right to say Amen in the middle of Yalav Yav. It's the middle of a bracha. He stayed when a private person davening Tefillah Balachas and nobody hears him, nobody says Amen. But if the Chazan says out loud Yalav Yav, so he's in the middle of a long bracha. He says Ritzei and then it ends off Amach Zeshchin also Ritzia. In the middle, you're not supposed to say Amen in the middle of a bracha. So that's over here. Because of that machloikas, is this the end of the bracha? You say Amen. And then Yehirat Samofanacha is a smucha lachavato. So that's why it doesn't have to be posachas b'borach. Or should you assume, no, it's not a smucha lachavato. Because the ma'bechav l'shein Amen is a bracha tzorah. And that was a machloikas, the Rashbam and the Rabbanutam. Whether if the first bracha is a bracha ktsara, is the next bracha considered smucha lachavato? So according to half of the Rishonim, it's not a smucha lachavato. And nonetheless, for some reason or another, it doesn't start the baruch atah. It starts yirotzam ulfanechem. So our meaning is that we do like the Rabbeinu Tam, that we say yirotzam, we treat it like one long bracha. We don't say amen after snumam yafapo, because we assume that it's in the middle of a bracha. So in order not to mislead the people, so the meaning is that the Chazan says it softly. Doesn't say it out loud. Says it out loud, everyone's going to say Amen. Except on Shavuos morning, if the people didn't sleep. So there's a machlokes, but should you say the bracha or not? So we have someone who did sleep, say all the brachas out loud. So you're going to say it softly, no one's going to hear. So then you have no choice. So he has to say it out loud. And the people should not say Amen. Okay, even if lo yana Amen, the Gemara says in Sukkah, if you didn't say Amen, you still say Shemea Ke'ayna. So because it's a machloike, so you don't say Amen. But the Chazan, whoever is saying, well, the bracha should say it all out loud. So we say this long nusach, Agam el Chasayim Tov Melam Yisrael.
What would be the problem if I said Amen? If it wasn't the end of the bracha?
The Rishonim assume that it's not proper to say Amen in the middle of a bracha. So Amen levatola, just like there's a din of bracha levatola, so there's a din of Amen levatola. So Amen levatola is either someone said a bracha levatola, or Amen, no one said a bracha at all. Nobody said a bracha at all. Or someone's in the middle of a bracha. You're only supposed to answer Amen at the end of the bracha, not in the middle of the bracha. So they treat it like it's a serious issa. Not let answer Amen in the middle of a bracha.
Someone says, you should be a big
Kalman
Chacham and I say Amen. So is that inappropriate?
Yeah, that's a bracha to a bus of a dam, yeah. So that we say Amen. Whenever someone gives you a bracha, you say Amen.
And they said before that the Rambam, when he comes, would say that I make a mara, or not that, but all the tefillin, for example, the Kasta Mishnah says that I make only one bracha on it because it's the same min. Is the Rambam being machriya, that two days that Tosis has in Chulin about the chickens?
I only would say by mitzvahs, I only would make one bracha, and I don't need to make a new bracha
on each time I do the mitzvah. It's not like
Berachas Tanina. Well, there
has
to be matzik in between. Tosis had a suffix if you talk in between the first chit and second chit.
By
tefillin. According to the Rambam, the Gemara says, if you say bracha nushal yad, the bracha goes on the shal rosh also, provided you don't talk. Because it's the same nusach ha-bracha, l'haniach tefillin, applies to the shal yad and shal rosh. But if you did talk, then the bracha will not relate, then you got to say a separate bracha. Yeah. So you're really repeating the same bracha should apply to both. Taisa knows that also. But they considered it by Shechit, it's mamash, the exact same mitzvah that you're repeating. Here you're not repeating the same mitzvah. Here you're mafresh challah, then you're mafresh truma, then you're mafresh bikurim, then you're mafresh maisam and amaisa. You're doing four different mitzvahs, but the same nusach habracha got applied to all four. So here somehow they think that, like shal yad and shal rosh, you're doing two distinct mitzvahs, but the same nusach habracha can apply to both. So here for sure they know that if you're mafresh in between, you certainly have to say another bracha. But if you're repeating the exact same mitzvah many times, that's what they're mesupik about. Yeah, why? Why should it be so? What if a person is eating different vegetables and he enjoys the potatoes first, then he's going to have the carrots? So he says bar pi adama, he swallows a little bit of potatoes, then he talks. Then he's gonna have carrots later, he's gonna have corn later. So because it's a different vegetable, see, even though it's covered with the same bracha. It's covered with the same bracha, bar pi adama. See, he doesn't have to say another bracha. Why should it be different by mitzvahs? If they're two distinct mitzvahs, but both mitzvahs can be covered with one bracha. Laniach tefillin, because they're both tefillin. Shal Yad is called tefillin, Shal Rosh is called tefillin. So if they can both be covered with the same bracha, why does it bother me if he talks in between? It's not exactly the same. Potatoes and carrots and corn is exactly, we consider it the same.
Yeah, so vegetables. But you can't make that.
Mm-hmm. But it's a different vegetable. Here it's all mitzvahs. They're all called tefillin. I don't know exactly why should you distinguish. The shal yad and shal rosh are more different than potatoes and corn. Why should that be so?
And then the issue was David Pavarsky in his Marav, but he says that day in the Tosfos, I think, says it clearly that, and there may be, that Achilah is different than Mitzvahs, because Achilah is one Hemshev. Mitzvahs, each one is a unit on its own. Maybe, even if it could work one route for multiple Shlitas, you could stop and separate. I'm doing Mitzvah A and you're going to do Mitzvah B. Would it be one bracha? It's either chal in every single food with prati, or it's going to be chal and paters. But that's a halachic unit called a meal.
Why should that be so? Yeah. I don't know. Why should that be so? I don't know. Then the next Gemara we discuss. What do you mean kishem? The comment on the loshon haMishnah. If you should say that yidat toiv ameitiv, when a tragedy occurs, it's not true. When a tragedy occurs, you say baruch dayin ha'emes. Amar Rava lan yitzchela lekabolinu b'simcha. You have to say the bracha. You have to have emunah that it's l'toivah. You have to be mekablet b'simcha. But you don't say the same nusach habracha. The nusach habracha depends on the perception. If the perception is that it's l'ra, then you say dayin ha'emes. So the Gemara asks, and how do you know that you have to say a bracha even if a tragedy occurs? And how do you know that you have to be mekablet b'simcha? Amar Abach Mishem Rab Levi Mikro, what's the mocker in Tanakh? Chesed Mishpat Hashir Alach Hashem Azamera. What does that mean? Chesed means if Hashem shines His kindness upon me. Mishpat means if He's punishing me. And Chesed Hashir Mishpat Hashir. I sing out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether He gives me Chesed, He gives me Mishpat. So that's the first opinion. Chesed Hashira and Mishpat Hashira. Shmuel ben Nachmani Amar Bach a different pasuk. Hashem Haladava Belekim Haladava. Also in Tehillim. Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei is Midas Chesed. Midas Tova Belekim is Midas Puranas that Hashem is punishing me. Tanchum says same idea based on a different pasuk. Kos Yisro says of Hashem Hashem Mekra. Zohar Yogan Emtz of Hashem Hashem Mekra. He calls out to Hashem the same way. Rabbanan Amar Mehacha. Fourth pasuk. Hashem Nosam, Hashem Lokach, Yishem Hashem Mevar. I saw some Foshim try to explain that there are four different shittas. Each one has a different shade of understanding. Doctors Dike Chilukim. Foshim says they're all saying the same thing. You have to kvetch to come up with four different versions of four slightly variant versions of this idea. I don't know. So the Gemara quoted the four different psukim. Amar Avuna, Amar Am Shum Rav Meir, Chayin Tan Mishmei Rav Akiva, the Yolam Heyadam Rogaloy, Mekol Dav Rachman Ale Tavav. Rav Akiva, the Gemara says, was a Talmud on Nochem Ish Gamzu. That's why he had a different tradition. Instead, we have the Braiser, Rav Shmuel Leimer, the Yud Gim Midas HaTorah Nidreshes Bem. So Rav Shmuel's tradition was that you have Klal Prat Pata Klal, Klal Prat Klal. Rav Akiva had a different tradition. The Gemara says, in the beginning of Shavuos, because he had his tradition from Nochem Ish Gamzu. His tradition was that Yidarshin Riboy Miut, Miut Riboy, Riboy Miut Riboy, and it comes out with slight differences, La Halacha. There is Tiris Gelor and the Rambam. The Gemara then, the beginning of Shavuos, gives you a whole list of cases which depend on Ribi and Mir to Klal Prat. So the Rav told his Ebezer, so you look in the Lach Mishneh, so you look in the Rambam, so half the time the Rambam paskins like the Tana, who is basing his drushes on Klal Prat to Klal, and half the time the Rambam is paskining based on Ribi and Mir to Ribi. So that's a problem. That is a major problem. We have traditions how to paskin. So the traditions how to paskin don't correspond to the explanations that the Gemara gives. Gemara says that the explanation is that the disagreeing, what is the midrash turn in Rosh Hashanah? Anyway, Rav Kiva was...
If you hold one, the other is excluded.
Yeah.
That's what you normally assume.
Yeah, that's what the Gemara seems to be assuming. Either you hold klala prata klala, you hold ribi mir for ribi, and it comes out nafkaminus lahalocha. Sakan the Rambam Tansal Beda Chasnas. That is a problem. Same thing, Yeshem La Mikra, Yeshem La Masaris also, or gives you a list of halachas that depend on the issue. And the Rambam Paskins half the time like this Tan, half the time like the other Tan, according to the Gemara's explanations. It's a steer in the Rambam. So these are the kind of problems that the Lecha Mishnah works with. Okay. How does the Rambam fit in with the Gemara? So the Gemara tells its story. Kihod Rabbi Akiva, he was once traveling, he came to a city, Matalamasa, Boyush Pisa, he wanted to rent a place to sleep overnight. Everybody was mean to him, and or they were all taken, there were no apartments available for him. So he said, call Madar Rahman al-Taba. Okay, everything is in Taba. Obaz Badabra. He went to sleep on the phone. Rabbi Badei Tanigar Levachamra Shraga, he had a candle. The wind came, Asazika, Kabya Lishraga. The wind blew, and it blew out his candle. He has no more candle. He couldn't see. Asashuna Achle, the tiny girl. So a cat came, a big cat came, and ate up his tiny girl. So he felt bad about that. Asa Arya, a lion came. Achle, Lechamer, ate up his donkey. So he's left with nothing. He has no tarnigol to wake him up in the morning. He has no place to sleep. He has no fire to see anything in the dark. And he has no donkey to ride on. He has nothing. He's left with nothing. So he said, called Abrahman al-Tabba. Bebelelia that night, Osa Gayasa, a troop of soldiers came, Shav Yelamasa. They took everybody in the city into captivity. And Omalahu, Sir Rabbi Akiva said, don't you see, Lav Ami Lachu, he told there were people who were traveling with him. Didn't I tell you, call Mashas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKod L'Toyva, because Rashi explains on the top, if the candle would have been lit, so the Gaius, the troop of soldiers, would have seen that there's somebody there. They would have taken us captive as well. And then if the donkey would have not been eaten up, would have not been devoured by the lion, donkey would have made a noise in the middle of the night. And again, the soldiers would realize that there's somebody there, they would take him captive. And if the tarnigol would have not been eaten up by the cat, then the tarnigol would have crowed, and again, the soldiers would have seen him. So everything turned out l'tayv. We're supposed to have that attitude. Okay. This is a very difficult comment. He just says over a pasuk. Usually the Amoraim say something and it's based on the pasuk. But here's Mamish, that's what it says in the pasuk. Al tevayel al picha, don't talk foolishness with him. Be careful when you speak, when you daven. So that's what it says in the pasuk. Yu devarach mu'atim. So what does it say? The olam yu devarach shalad mu'atim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu shenema. That's exactly what it says. He didn't add on ki who's that. So the Marsha raises the question, what did Rav Huna add on? I'm not sure what he answers. So he says something about Rav Huna Lushitasa, the Rav Huna said something before. I didn't understand what he answered. But he's the other Mefarshim also, they're bothered with the question. What did the member of Rav Huna say? He didn't say anything over here. It's that pasuk in Koheles, HaTavah LaPicha, Akan Yudavarach Muatim, the Ibn Ezra has a big attack over there against the Pythonim, against the Bali Atosis. They wrote Piyutim and fancy Hebrew and such complicated expressions, biblical Hebrew. So he says, more correct is, Yodarachmawatim. You should leave out all the piyutim. He's against all the piyutim. I guess he likes his. He doesn't like this.
This is the one everyone gets angry at, for instituting piyutim in Milo Pesukin is Imra in Birkot Kriyat.
Yeah. I don't know. He used to correspond with the Rabbeinu Tam. So he didn't like the Rabbeinu Tam's piyut. He liked his own piyut, but he didn't like the Rabbeinu Tam's piyut. I don't know. Yeah. Doris Rab Nachman bar Rab Chiz Ma'at Chiz Vayitzer Hashem Elokim Asa Adam Mishnei Yudin. Why do you spell Vayitzer with two yuds? So the explanation is Shnei Yitzar Ba HaKadosh Baruch Hu Echad Yetzar Echad Yetzar Ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man with an inner conflict with the Yetzar Tov and the Yetzar Ra. Maskel Rab Nachman Yitzchak Elamiyata Behemad Deloksi Bo Vayitzer. By Behemad doesn't say a double yud. So you're going to mean to tell me that the Beim only has a Yetzer Tov, doesn't have a Yetzer Hara? V'kachazina demaskam en hashcha bo'ato. The Beim does hezek and it bites and it kicks. So you see, the Beim has an inclination, has a Yetzer Hara, has a wild streak. But by Beim it doesn't say Vayitzer, it just says Vayitzer with one yud, doesn't have with two yuds. So if the idea behind the two yuds Vayitzer is to indicate that every human being has a Yetzer Hara, so Behemah should also have with two yuds. Ela, the Gemara says, it must be that the Vayitzer, the two yuds by Yodam, has a different connotation. Ela, not so much to indicate that the two yud, there's a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara, there's a conflict, but rather, Ela Kedir Shemel Pazi, Damar Shemel Pazi, Oile Mi Yotzri, Oile Mi Yitzri. Men always has to make Bechira Chavshis. Behemoths don't have Bechira Chavshis. Behemoths don't make such major decisions. But human beings have to decide, Oile Mi Yitzri, Oile Mi Yotzri, Oile Mi. I have to be careful, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to punish me if I don't follow the Mitzvah Satorah. And Oile Mi Yitzri, if I am going to follow the Mitzvah Satorah. But what about my physical desires? He has a desire to get Hanoas Oile Mazeh. A lot of the Hanoas Oile Mazeh are prohibited. So human beings always have a conflict. So that's why it's spelled by Yitzer, with two yuds, there's always a built-in conflict. Behemoths are not conflicted. Behemoths, they have a Yetzer, but they're not conflicted. They don't have to make a Bechira Chavshis. They have to make decisions. Human beings, even a person who's a tzaddik, he's still going to have a conflict.
But it boils down to the same thing.
Yetzer Tov and Yetzer
Hara.
Yeah. But it means that human beings always have to make a decision.
Yeah.
The behemoths are not making decisions. It's not a big thing. Yeah. That's the Shaila. The Gemara has an Amud Beis. The Gemara has about Tanya Rabbi Yisai Glili Yama, about seven lines from the top on Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Rabbi Yisai Glili says, in Biblical Hebrew you have a word Lev and you have a word Levov. So the word Levov with two basin means there are two parts to the heart. There's a Yetzer Tov part and a Yetzer Hara part. The Gemara quotes on Amud Aleph the Pasuk from Kehelet, two lines from the bottom. Lev Chacham Limino, Lev Ksil Smolo. There's the right ventricle and the left ventricle. So there are four parts to the heart. The Pasuk in Kehelet describes it as if there are only two parts, the right part and the left part. So Lev Chacham Limino, the Yetzer Tov is on the right side, the Lev Ksil Smolo, the Yetzer Hara is on the left side. So that's the meaning of the word Levov. Levov means, the two basin means the two parts of the heart. When you have Lev, it means you only have one part to the heart. Either you're missing a Yetzer Hara or you're missing a Yetzer Tov. So, Shenemar, how does he quote? Rabbi Yisai Glili Amar Tzadikim Yetzer Tov Shoftan. They don't have any Yetzer Hara at all. Big tzaddik, Mishnah, v'libi cholol b'kirbi. One lev is missing, and he only has one lev. Libi cholol b'kirbi means the left lev with the Yetzer Hara is not there at all. Libi cholol b'kirbi. The Baal HaTanya writes on the first page when he quotes this gemara. Libi cholol b'kirbi shaharaga b'tainis. The tzaddikim fast so many tanesim, so they kill the Yetzer Hara. So they have mamish no Yetzer Hara. They only have all the decisions are made by the Yetzer Tov. They don't have any conflict. They don't have to make any major decisions. The Rishonim also have no conflict. By them is Yetzer Hara Shoftan Shenema. Again, it doesn't say levavi. If it would say levavi, it means that you have two. You have a leib chacham nimin or leib ksilas ma. Libi means that he only has the left part. Bekerav libi and pachad alakim and neged enav. And beinanim, rather than beinanim, zeb is ashoiftan. Normal people have a conflict. That's the vayitza, the two yuds, and the levav with the two basin. How do you know that the beinanim zeb is ashoiftan shenam? Yamad limin akadosh baruch hu will help out the poor beinani lehoshia mishoftei napsho. There's more than one shofet. There's a shofet a yetzer tov and a shofet a yetzer hara. So zeb is ashoftam. Zeb is ashoftam. They're being judged sometimes by the leiv chacham leimino or leiv ksil leismolo. So by most people we say leivav. V'chol levav v'cho b'shnei yitzarecha b'yetzer tov v'yetzer hara. That's how the Mishnah says. How they figure that out? B'chol levav v'cho b'shnei yitzarecha, because it says leivav with the two basin. Yeah, so that's what the Gemara says on Amid Aleph also, that Vayitzer, by Yodam, by Brias Odom, it says with two yuds, means that man is always with a conflict. Beinanim. Tzadikim don't have a conflict. Libichol b'kibush ha'aroga b'tainas. Okay, he only has a Yetzer Tov, he doesn't have a Yetzer Hara. And Rishoyim, the Yetzer Tov is sleeping, so they're only, you only have one Shefet. You only have the one Shefet of the Yetzer Hara. Be carefully, be an pachar alakim the neged enav. Yeah, has no pachar alakim because he only has one life. He only has the yetzer hara. So again, so why does it say vayitzer with the two yuds? Olam yotzer, olam yotzer. Men always have a conflict. Inami kedi rabbiyam ben alozam rabbiyam ben alozam du partzufim bar kodesh bochov beodem rishon shenem ocher vekedem tzartani. That was a big machlokes. It says vayivan Hashem alakim asat seila. What does it mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Adam Rishon was only a Zachar, and then he took a section of Adam Rishon, a Zanav maybe. He took a Zanav and he made it into Chava. Or no, Adam and Chava were both created together and do Partzufin, and then he separated them. But he didn't, not that he took a Tzela and he made it a whole Yesh Meyesh, made something out of it. No, the Adam and Chava were both together. So Achav Kedem Tzartani has the connotation that Adam and Chava were facing. It's unclear. Och v'kerem tzartani means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam and Rishon, the Adam and Chava were facing opposite directions. There were two different bodies facing the same direction. One was behind the other. That's not clear in the Gemara. Och v'kerem tzartani. That's a stira in the Zohar. The Zohar has a contradiction in two places where they're Adam, according to the opinion that it's du partzufin. Och v'kerem tzartani, were they back to back facing opposite directions, or were they the second one was Chava and the first one was Adam? Adam was walking forward and Chava was walking behind him, and the Chava's body was complete and HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated them. But even as Atzela, Rabbi Shmuel had a machlekes Chadam a partzuf, they would do partzuf and the Chadam a Zonav. No, originally it was only a Zohar, there was only Adam a Rishon, and took the Zonav and he made the Zonav into Chava. So the Gemara said, "Bishleim lemandi amad partzuf." Yeah, that's stira in the Zohar, whether the du partzufin are facing the same direction, opposite directions, is represented by the tzuras hatzadik in the ksav ashuris. The tzadik has two roshin on top, and then it has one neck and one body on the bottom. So it's supposed to. The Zohar says the tzadik in ksav ashuris is supposed to represent the du partzufin. So that's the Shaila. If you ever looked at the NCSY symbol, it has a tzaddik, so it's a backwards tzaddik. That's the Ksavari. That's one of the main differences between Ksavari and Ksav Bes Yosef. What's the tzura of the tzaddik? If you have two heads and two necks, and the two heads are facing the same direction. And the Ksav Ari is connected like this. The two heads are in opposite directions. So it's neck to neck, and they're facing opposite directions. So this depends on this stira in the Zohar, whether the du partsufin were originally before they were separated, were they facing opposite direction, were they facing the same direction. The Vilna Gaon says that the teretz to this theory is kan kodem achet, kan la'achar achet, that before the chet of Eitz Hadas, all human beings would be working for the same goal. Everybody would be working together, so they're both facing in the same directions. And la'achar achet, then everybody's all for himself, everybody's egotistical, everybody's selfish, each one's pulling in an opposite direction. So then the Vilna Gaon says, so the more correct way to write the tzaddik should be like Kodem Achet. Why should you have the tzaddik in the Sifrei Torah like the demus of Lachar Achet, that everyone's pulling in another direction? Rabbi Soloveitchik said, when he said this over in Shia, so he said as he gets older, he gets more cynical, and he says he can't even visualize that there was ever, even Kodem Achet, there was ever a period of time that people got along together. That people would be facing in the same direction.
You have a riot from the fact that the Yitzrecho is referring to Adam Rishon, right? I mean, and it's with two
Yuds. There's a conflict.
From
the conflict is there. Oilem Yitzra, Oilem Yitzri. Yeah, there's always a conflict and people are... That's human beings have to make decisions.
That's
Kodem Achet. Kodem Achet, yeah. Zev Zashoftom. You have to have Beinanim Zev Zashoftom, and that's the challenge of being a human being, to make the right decision. But it doesn't necessarily mean that people don't get along together. I mean, people do have a Yetzahara. Yeah, okay. The Gemara says that, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in the third parak in Sanhedrin, Keshu Rishai Meinam Min Aminyan. That when Rishoim join together to do something, each one has himself in mind. So that it's not considered a unity. But when Tzaddikim join together to do a mitzvah, something of the Shem Shamayim, they're all joining for the same purpose. But Rishoim, even if they join together to do the same thing, each one is in it for himself. He's not in it for the other guy. And each one is doing for his own kavanas. Yeah. So that's the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. Va'ivan Hashem l'kim es hatzela, was it a zonov? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made yesh miyesh. He no longer, va'im ha'shvi shavas va'inofash, he no longer created yesh miyesh, he created yesh miyesh. But then he made chava from the zonov, or do you say, no, he made originally Adam HaChava. He made originally, ocha v'kerim tzatani, originally made Adam HaChava, and he just separated the two. So the Gemara asks, "Bishleim l'man di amar partzuf? If they would do partzuf and hanich sevacha v'kenet satani, or the mechava would both elda l'man di amar zan? Why achav v'kenet satani?" Gemara says, "No, it means a different thing. Kid the Rabbami. Ocha l'maisa bereishis, or the merishim was created on the sixth day. Kadesh ikonis miyad l'seuda. That's the top taste of San Amid Beis and Samach Amid Beis." All the fruits and the vegetables, everything was already prepared before Adam Arishim was brought into the world. But he was kedem lipuranas, because when he sins, human beings are the ones who sin. When he sins, so then he's going to be the first one who's going to be punished. So the Gemara says, when is that? That he's the first one who's going to be... Shlem ochel ha-maisa bereishis, the Ivri wasn't created, ad ma'ali shabbata, the whole world was created before Adam, it was nichnas miyad l'suda. When was Adam, when was mankind punished first? Elema Puran is the Nochash when they ate, when they ate Tzadas, Ayv Hatan, you may have a Brisa. The Brisa says, Rebbe Yamir Bigdula, when you tell people to do a mitzvah, something good, Aschile Menagor. You start with the more important person. The klala, when you talk about a punishment, a peron is maschil min akad. B'gdula maschil min akad nechsev edam moesh ala hamra Allah zav yisam abbanav anisarim k'chum min amin chua anisaris laham yishch v'chlua matzu seitzel am izbech. So first he tells his brother Aharon, he's more important than Allah, than Yisomar. The children are less knowledgeable, less learned, less yira shamayim than Aharon. So that's Bigdula Maschil Min HaGodl. First he tells Vedam Moshe Laharon, then Allah Zavisam Abbanam HaSar. Then he tells them. So that, Bishleim, that we understand. Again. The gedulim maschilim in agadol dechsev, you see from the pasuk. But what do you mean that the klolim maschilim in akotim? By the nochash, betchilin niskalon nochash, lebesof niskalachal, lebesof niskal adam. First the nochash was punished. So how can you tell me, ochor v'kedem, ochor l'maisa bereshis, v'kedem l'peronis? Adam was punished first. When it came to different people, different beings being punished, Adam was the first one being punished. No, by the maisa, by the chet of the Eitz Hadas says that the nochash was punished first. So it's not correct. Eli Gemara says it must be referring to ochor v'kedem, that kedem l'peronis, the mabel, the sivayimach as kol ha'ikim ha'shal p'nei adama me'odam v'ad behema, b'reish adam v'ad behema. So that's what it means, ochor v'kedem sartani, that Adam Rishon was created at the end of the whole Bria Kedesh Yehel Muchan Lesuda, but it came to the peronis, when it came to the mabel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam Rishon around Gan Eden, and he said, you see all the Medrash says, see all the beautiful trees, I made a beautiful world. It's up to you to preserve the world. If you're going to do mitzvahs, then you're going to preserve the world. You're going to do aver, it's going to ruin the whole world. You'll destroy everything. So human beings did averis, and they destroyed the whole world, and everything had to be destroyed. The mabel was the fault of the human beings, that they sinned so much. So that's what it means. Ochav akedem sartani. He was a kedem luporanus. Then the Gemara said, "Bishleim leman diyama partzuf." If it's do partzufin, the Gemara in Ksubis in the first parak, and the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Yutches, it has on the side. On Erevin Yutches has this machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, whether Adam Machaber would create a do partzufin or not. Says Erevin Yudches, and it's in the first parak from Ksubis, Daf Ches. They have it over there, whether you say twice Yotze HaAdam. We say twice under the Chuppah. First say Yotze HaAdam, then Yotze HaTzalmo, again Yotze HaAdam. So the question is, so which way does it depend? If they were created two Partzufim, then you should say two brachas, they say one bracha. It's also Hashayla Rashi and Taisus, how to read the Gemara. But somehow the Gemara thought that it has to do with this issue. Well, Adam and Chava were created du partzufin, or Chava was created from Adam, from the Zonov. Yeah, so what does the Gemara say now? B'shleim alaman de'om a partzuf, if it's du partzufim, and it says, v'yitza b'shnei yudin. He had two, that's what the Gemara said before, two different yitzirs, alaman de'om a zonov, my v'yitza. Gemara says, alim yitzir, alim yitzir, means like we said before, that human beings always have a conflict. That Beninim Zeb is a Shoftam. They have Leivov. They always have a conflict. Then Gemara said, "Bishleim alamandi am a partzufin dum partzufin hanesib zoch hanikev biro om." It says Hashem created Adam b'tzalma b'tzalakim asas Adam zoch hanikev baro oisam. So zoch hanikev from the very beginning. El alamandi amar zonov. So how can it say zoch hanikev biro om? So the Gemara says, the answer is Kedirababo. The Rababo Rami. He had a contradiction between two psukim. On the one hand, Ksiv Zachanikevi Biram, Ksiv Keb Salim Masa Sa Adam. It says he created one, Adam, and not Adam and Chava. What's the answer? Oh, Ketzan? What's the answer to this apparent contradiction where they created Adam and Chava simultaneously created first Adam? The answer is Betchilo, they're both correct. Betchilo, Adam and Machshava, Livros, Shtayim. With the Besof Lanivra Elo Echod. What does that mean? I mean, originally the Bnei Shalom had plan A, and then he changed it to plan B. The original plan was to create Shtayim. He created Adam and Chava separately, then he only created Adam, and then he created Chava from Adam. So why did he change his mind? So there's a Sefer HaMishle that's called the Bir Agro HaMishle. It was written by one of the Talmidim of the Gro. He learned. The Gro told him over all of his interpretations on Mishle. So he has there a klal that the Vilna Gaon said, whenever the Gemara says, "Mitchil Adam b'machshava l'asas kach, b'sof asas kach," it doesn't mean the Rebbe Shalom changed his mind. That human beings are fickle. They keep on changing. The Rebbe Shalom doesn't change his mind. "Mitchil Adam b'machshava" means what's the tachlis. So if ma'aseh b'machshava tchilo. "Mitchil Adam b'machshava" means what's the purpose. Let's say you say like this. Mitchil Adam and Machshava want to build a building with six floors. We're on the fifth floor here. And then Lebesov, I dig a hole in the ground. Why is he digging a hole in the ground? He wants to make six floors. So what is he digging? The answer is, if you want to make six floors, a block building, so you have to have a foundation. The foundation has to be under the ground. What you do Lebesov is in order to enable the result to come about. So Bitrila Alim Machshava Liber Shtayim, the Rabban Shlom's original plan was he wants to have men and women do different functions in life. So but if they're gonna be attached, so either she's gonna be in a base medrash where she doesn't belong, or he's gonna be in a kitchen where he doesn't belong. Bar Echot, so he had to create Adam and create Chava from Adam. What did he do that for? So that Rabbi Gerelich said over the this is probably a drasha that he said at someone Shevet Brachas. So he said the Ravid wrote a sefer that's called Balei HaNefesh, has all the dinim of Taras HaMishpach, and he has all the dinim of Mikvos there. It's a major sefer. When you learn the Hilchas Nida, Hilchas Mikvos, you use it a lot. So he has a Hakdama where he has Divrei Machshava. So he says, why did the Ribbono Shel Olam want to create Chava from Adam? All the other behemoths and Chayes and Nefesh, he created the Zohar Nekev independently of each other. Only by human beings. And the Ravid asked the Kasha, it says in Bereshis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam HaRishon all the animals and he's looking for a Shidduch. Adam HaRishon is looking for a companion. So he looks at the horses and he looks at the elephants and he looks at the rhinoceros and he looks at the birds. He looks at the snakes, he looks at the worms. After looking at all the animals, he's not happy with any of them. So what was the Havamina? What was the Havamina? John Milton asked that kasha. What was the Havamina? How could the Rebbe Shlom have a Havamina? So Milton was a galach. So Milton writes, the Rebbe Shlom was kidding around with Adam HaRishon. He was playing games with him. So the rabbi asked that question, what was the Havamina? Why did the Rebbe Shlom, all the behemoths and the chayes and the oifers, what was the Havamina? So he says, not the Havamina he should pick an elephant, a rhinoceros, a hippopotamus to marry. No. Try to see if you find a girl. Lamodam Lamotza Ezekinek didn't find a girl. He found every other Balchai, the Zohar Nekev, were created independently of each other, because they don't need an institution of marriage. But the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to have an institution of marriage, and the Ravid writes that there's a principle in medicine, a rejection. Everybody rejects a foreign matter. That's when they first started making organ transplants. So they had to deal with the problem of rejection. So they figured out how to solve it. So if Chava would not have been created from Adam, Kimi Ish Lukoch Azos, if she wouldn't have been taken from Adam, so you wouldn't be able to have a husband and a wife live together for a long period of time. Each body would reject the other body. There would be the principle of rejection would take effect. I remember I once attended a bar mitzvah of a child. There was a couple who was married for 20 years, and they were having they had fertility problems, and finally they went I think to Seattle. They went to some expert. They finally had a baby, and the doctor was Jewish. So when they had the bar mitzvah of the baby, so the doctor came in for the bar mitzvah. All of them Seattle came to Queens to attend the bar mitzvah. So I remember one of the meals, we were sitting with the doctor at the same table. So he was saying about the rejection, that the body has a tendency to reject all foreign matter. The one exception to the rule is that the guf of the nekeva doesn't reject the zera of the zohar, and the doctors don't understand why not. It's also a foreign matter. How come it doesn't reject that? So that's what the Ravid says. Because of this issue of rejection, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create Chava from Adam. Kimi Yish L'koch Hazos. So that's why the female body wouldn't reject the male body. The male body won't reject the female body either. So that's why he didn't show Adam HaRishon. That's what the Ravid interprets. He didn't show Adam HaRishon all the animals to try to pick, maybe you'll fall in love with a duck. Maybe you'll fall in love with a hippopotamus. No. He said, go see if you'll find a girl. And he looked at Adam Lamata and he didn't find a female human being. The Rebbe Shlom said, you know why? Because I want to have an institution of marriage. The only way you can have it is if it's going to be from Adam HaRishon. So that's what it means. Mitchilu adam machshava libra shtayim. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. Whenever it says mitchilu adam machshava, it means that the plan was that Zohar and Akeva have to be in different places at the same time. They can't be attached to each other. They have to be different. But in order that there should be an institution of marriage, in order to bring about that result, the result of an institution of marriage, he created Adam, and he made Chava from Adam. That's what it means. But it doesn't mean that he changed his mind. You have other midrashim also. Mitchilo Adam Machshav to do this, and lebesof also kach. So the Vilna Gaon is quoted as having said he doesn't think any of them should be understood that he changed his mind. He said in order to bring about that result, lebesof la'nivra lecha, that's the means to bring about that result. Like digging the foundation of the building. If you want to have a six-story building, you have to make a deep foundation. Then the Gemara has.
So what was the answer for why God then created them as one? I mean, the goal was to have man and woman be separate. But then,
because he wanted to have an institution of marriage, that they should be faithful to each other, they should stick to each other. So that's only possible if Chava is created from Adam. If he's going to create Adam and Chava independently of each other, then they're going to have rejection. There was a couple here in the neighborhood many years ago. They were both going to, both nice religious people. They were going to graduate school, and they didn't have any children. And then after a couple of years, they finished graduate school, and then they moved to Muncie, I think. So after they moved, someone told over the story that they didn't want to have children the first couple of years of their marriage, because they wanted to complete their graduate work. And then afterwards, they wanted to have children, they weren't able to, so they went to fertility experts. And the expert said that her body, they'll never be able to have children with each other. Her body was allergic to his sperm. And if they would have tried initially, they probably would have been able to have some children. But because the first couple of years they didn't want to try, so now because her body is allergic to his sperm, and according to the other doctor, all female bodies should be allergic. It's a foreign matter. They should always reject the sperm. So in that case, she wasn't able to have children from this husband. Everybody else is the Yetzer Hara Klal, and they follow the Klal, that her body rejects all foreign matter, including the Zera HaBal. Yeah. That's why it's a good idea when people are married, they should try to have children right away. If the Rebbeinu Shlom is offering you a present, he offers you a gift. So take it. Don't tell him, I'll come back in another 3 years. Hold the gift. I'll take, he wants to give you children. So take the gift right away. So the Gemara now raises a question. It says in Bereishis, Vayizga Bosa Tachteno. So somehow the Gemara sees a problem here. Bishleim alaman diyama partsuf. If they do partsufim, then we do understand why it says Vayizga Bosa Tachtena. Why do you understand? I don't know. Adam and Chava were attached. Elan man diyama zonov. And after he cut off the zonov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the zonov, made it into Chava. So there's no longer a zonov. So what's the question? My Vayizga Bosa Tachtena. I don't understand what the question is. Gemara says, I'm from the Gemara, l'nitzchal, l'makam chatach, the place where you cut off the zanav. So you have to put something there. I don't see what the question was in the first place. I didn't see any of the mefarshim explain it. Why did Gemara think that it's a bigger question if you hold zanav than if you hold du partzufin? Whenever you do a surgery, you're going to have open flesh over there. So of course you have to have a yizgabasa tachtena. Whatever the surgery is going to be, whether it's going to be a separation of du partzuf and it's going to be a separation of a zonov, you still have to do something. You don't leave an open wound like that. I don't know. I don't understand why the Gemara thought that it's only a question if you hold zonov, but if you hold du partzuf, then we do understand. I don't know. Then the Gemara continues with vayiven. There's a Mishnah in Shabbos. Well, one time is all the opinion that if you make braids on a girl's hair, that's a malacha deraisa bona. That laser, I think, holds a malacha deraisa bona. And he says it based on the pasuk, Vayiven Hashem Elokim es hatzela. That you see that the verb binyan applies to human beings. So the lametas all its malachas, one can violate bona on a human being. We paskin that making braids on Shabbos is only an isa derabanan. So that's a question. That's how we pass on against Reb Lezer. So do we reject his whole idea? We don't hold from the Pasuk that there's no binyan ba'adam at all? Oh no, there is binyan ba'adam, but not braids. Braids is not binyan. When would there be binyan ba'adam? Let's say a person needs surgery, and the doctor does a successful act of surgery. So then it would be binyan ba'adam. So everybody agrees to that. That's beferish mishnayos. That if you always said pesach ba'adam, that there is a malacha. Let's say a person has a pus pimple, and he squeezed out the pus pimple, so he made a pesach. Pesach hasi lahachnis alahotzi. It's lahotzi the pus. Lahotzi lecha nahachnis avir. You want air to go in, then it should clear up. So if you're interested, if you made the pesach lahachnis alahotzi, he wanted lahotzi lecha, the pus should go out, the lahachnis to put air in and to put medication in, you're going to put in some medication there. So then, that is a malacha. So Rashi has two pshatim on that Gemara. What's the malacha? When you make a pesach hasil lahachnis alahotzi, is it bona, is it makaba patish? So going to one pshat, we agree with the other Tana Reb Lezer, by even that there is binyan bardem, etc. Reb Lezer holds that even if you make braids on your hair, it's also binyan. In fact, we hold there's only the Rabbana, but we hold there is binyan ba'adam. If a doctor does successful surgery on a patient, that's binyan ba'adam. He fixed up his broken body. And the other sheet says, no, it's makam ba'patish. It's makam ba'patish. Rashi has the two pshat. Yeah. So the Gemara said, "Bishleim elamad amazanov ha'ina dichsev ayiven." Hakadosh Baruch Hu took a zanov and he made a whole thing out of it. He made a whole goof of chav. Elamad amad partzuf. They were two partzufim. The two bodies were there. So what does it say by ayiven? And for the Gemara, "Kid the Reb Shimon ben Menasya, the Darsh Reb Shimon Menasya, Ma'ase by ayiven Hashem alkim asat seila melamet shekil Hakadosh Baruch Hu lechava." He made her a fancy hairdo. He made a fancy hairdo. How do you come off to say like that? Why she came? They call it a big hairdo. They call it baniyasa. So vayibim means that he fixed up her hair. Yeah. So what does it teach you? That when the girl is about to get married, when the girl goes out on a date, she should have her hair dressed up nicely. They shouldn't have the attitude, take me as I am. They're sloppy, and the denim skirts, and they don't put on any lipstick or anything. They look awful. You have to take them as they are. No, by Yivan Hashem Elokim is Hatzela. He made her hair very fancy. Dover Acher, another interpretation by Yivan, that the female body is constructed, Beloshen Binyan, constructed in such a way to be mekabel the vlad. The must need to tell him we have a brisa. Either Rav Chisda said it, another version has it, but must need to tell him. By the time the Gemara was written down, way after the days of Ravina Ravashi, so they already forgot there were two versions of who said this, whether Rav Chisda the Amora said it, or it's a brisa that said it. That what does it say? Malamed Shemino HaKadosh Baruch Lachav Kibinyan Oitzar. What is an oitzah? Oitzah is a kotzim al-mayla, barachim al-mayla, that's wider on the bottom, kadeel kabbalah saperin, to hold all the tvua, afisha kotzim al-mayla, barachim al-mayla, kadeel kabbalah savlat. Shoyin. Vay v'yeho el ha'odom. What is the significance of that phrase? That you should introduce singles to each other. Amar abiyam amar alaz, malam shanasa kadosh baruch hu shushbin, la'odom arishan. Shushbinim are usually the people who march down the chosen kala down the aisle. Or over here, you introduce the couple to each other. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced Chava to Adam. Malamed, we can't limit the Torah Derech Eretz Yachzeh. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not beneath his dignity to dress up the girl and to tell her how to make her fancy hairdo and to introduce her to Adam Arishan. We can't limit the Torah Derech Eretz Yachzeh Godol im HaKotem Bishu Shbinus. Even a God like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not beneath his dignity. Even people who think that it's beneath their dignity shouldn't have that attitude. Vayerelo shouldn't feel a bad about it. Then the Gemara says, L'man di omer partzuf, if they would do partzuf, and so there was a while that Adam and Chava were together. Emenai sagi bereisha, so who was walking first? It's unclear. Remember, Rav Soloveitchik understood the Gemara Ocha v'Kedem Tzartani that they were in opposite directions, facing opposite directions, and he thought that there's a basic difference between male and female psychology, that men are always looking ahead towards the future. The Gemara says, who went first? Who went first? The Gavra Sagi Beresha, Odom went first, and Chava was looking backwards. That's how Rav Soloveitchik thought. Because men always have the attitude they're looking always for something adventurous, something new. And women are always sticking to tradition. Women are always, my wife remembers every single thing from our wedding. I don't remember anything. My wife remembers all the 9 babies, every single thing, what happened with each one of the babies. Do you remember? The women always live in the past. Women are often crying over spilt milk also, always living in the past. And the men don't remember what happened in the past. They're always looking to the future. That's what Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch has such a comment also. He says, the Gemara says, Masechus Shabbos, why do we put on a yarmulke? The Gemara tells a story that there was a kid who was so wild and the mother didn't know what to do with him. He was always starting up with the other kids. So the rabbi recommended, the Chozen Bakochavim recommended, they should cover his head. He'll have a Yerushalayim. And then one day, he was acting normally, and the wind blew his yarmulke off, and he stole an apple from his friend. He went wild again. So if it's such a valuable thing to wear a yarmulke, that it instills Yerushalayim, so why don't we recommend that women should wear a yarmulke also? And if we say that learning Torah is such a wonderful thing, that's how you get to understand Alakus. The Torah is Chachmasa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chachmasa Echad. So why don't we recommend, why do we encourage women to study Torah also? The women are only mechuyev to learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, to learn the dinim that are relevant to them. So Rabbi Hirsch has like that, that the women are naturally instilled with Yerushalayim. Women always look to the past, and they always, the women always knew that there's going to be a gula. They stuck to the traditions. The Midrashim say, halalo abdi abedizar, halalo abdi abedizar. The men were worshipping abedizar in Egypt. The women were traditional.
The women didn't die in the Midbar?
I don't know. The Mefarshim say, I think the Kliyoka says.
They weren't involved in the Meraglim.
They weren't involved in the Meraglim, yeah. That if they would have been women, Meraglos, we wouldn't have had the whole problem. Because the women had a chiba towards Eretz Yisrael, because our ancestors lived in Eretz Yisrael. The women were more attached to Eretz Yisrael. Women were attached to all the old traditions. I don't know. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. Ocha v'kerem tzartani means that they were facing opposite directions. He understood that that's what it means in his Gemara, facing opposite directions. So the Gemara says, so who was walking forwards? Hey, minar sagi bereisha. On the third white line, the Gemara says, "Mestabe de gavra sagi bereisha." Adam, why? The Tanya, "Vayihalach Adam achuri isha baderach afili ishtoi." It's not derech eretz. The male should always go first. What if a person is walking on a bridge and zdamnala ala gesher? He's following a woman, and the Gemara says he should never walk behind a woman. So the Gemara says, "Salkena litzdadim." Let's say you can either walk on the right side of the bridge or the left side of the bridge. And the woman is walking on the right side of the bridge. Instead of walking right directly behind her, you walk on the left side of the bridge so you won't see the woman who's standing right in front of you. Walk on the south canal, it's done. Go on this side. Cholav achuri yusha b'nohar. When the women cross the river, so they don't want the bottom of their dress to get wet, so they pick up the bottom of their dress. So someone will want to stare at the women when they have undressed. So one who walks Achura Yisho intending to look at her, what does Taisus say? The top Taisus in Rogel Bekach Lefish Yavu the Dei Niyuch Hesofa Yorah the Gehenim. If he wants Dafke to walk Achura Yisho Benohar because he wants to see her body because she's going to pick up the dress and the Chelik Yolam Abba because it's going to cause him to sin. Then the Gemara says sometimes you go, a woman is selling something. A woman is selling some merchandise. So you give her money in her hand, and she's good looking. So you stare at the woman while you're giving the money. Or you're giving her charity. So if you're giving her money as business deal, you're giving her money as charity, but when you stare at her, Even if he's very learned, is going to be punished. As the pasuk says, Yad liyad lo yinoke ro. What do you mean, Yad liyad? Even if he's like Moshe Rabbeinu, that he received the Torah miyad bimina shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yad liyad lo yinoke ro, lo yinoke medina shel Gehenem. If he's going to look at the girl in order to get Hanoi. Why? We just said that it's not derech eretz. Even a husband shouldn't walk behind his wife. So Manoach walked behind his wife. There's another pasuk by Elkanah. So there is no Torah or here. The Torah or in the margin always tells you where the pasuk is. There is no Torah or. How come? The Torah says because there ain't no such pasuk. Shibushu. Shein pasuk sebuchal amik v'leg asin leg. Tais, it crosses out the whole line. There is no such pasuk. So it's very strange, the Marshal writes. Very strange. You have sometimes, the Sofer made a mistake, he wrote the wrong pasuk, he wrote the wrong word. So Tosis corrects it, he shouldn't say this, should say that. I mean, you have a whole line that doesn't belong, because there just is no such pasuk. How could that be? There is no such pasuk. So there's no such story with Elkanah. So the whole line is Betoyis. That's what Tosa says. So the Marshal has a whole suggestion. And you look in the Ein Yankiv, that's the pasuk that they quote. Marshal quotes a pasuk by Pesal Micha, I think. What's the pasuk about David HaMelech's? Oh, let's see, the next pasuk, next kashi, the Gabi Elisha, that is a pasuk, the Siv. So that's a kasha. Elisha, what happened? Achanami achareha mamish. The Isha Ashanamis invited him to stay by her. So he accepted and he stayed there. Every time Elisha used to travel around Eretz Yisrael, whenever he came to that city, he would always stay in that home by that family. So it's a Vayak Mayalach Achara, Achanami Achara, Mamish, mean Elisha violated this, their Heretz, they could practice not talk behind a woman. Ella, what it means, Achare Devareha, Achare Atsasa, she recommended, why don't you stay by us? So Achanami Achare Devareha, Achare Atsasa. By Elkanah, it doesn't mean Vayalach Elkanah Achare Ishta, it means he followed her Eitz. Yeah, but there is no such Pasuk. There is no such Pasuk. So the Mashal quotes a different Pasuk, and the Anyankit has like that. That there's a pasuk in the end of Sefer Shoftim that says someone else walked behind his wife. He asked the kash b'shleim a chiluk girsos nimtza kama pamim b'talmud. It's the wrong girsa. Avaliyas but. How can it be that the whole line doesn't belong? But the correct girsa should be by he ish levi gor biakis and franikach lisha pilagis begiva by yakamisha by yelech achareho. It says it by pilagis begiva. So who says that he was a Talmud Chacham? Maybe he was an Amoritz. He made it out with the Pilegesh Begiva was a tragic story. Who says that it's a Talmud Chacham? So he says, he has a whole suggestion that it was David HaMelech's father. He has a whole suggestion. So that's the Girsa that they have in the Ein Yankiv, that it quotes that Pasuk. So there is a pasuk, but the what's printed in Agmar is the incorrect pasuk. Then the Gemara has a comment. Ulamai the Ko Amra Rab Nachman, according to Rab Nachman, suggests that Menoch was an Amoritzoya who walked behind his wife. I feel a Barbe Rab Nami looker. I didn't even know what they teach in Cheder to the young children, to the little children. But I talk Mirivka when I was about to kav down like Malim. Vatelachna Achareho Ish. Eliezer, Eved Avraham, was taking Rivka back there, so she should marry Yitzchak. So it says, "Vatelachna acharei ha'ish v'lo lifnei ha'ish." They wouldn't walk in front of Eliezer because that's not derech eretz. So one who walks behind a woman is in violation of derech eretz. Hakosa b'chumish. We should know that from the chumish. Vatelachna acharei ha'ish. It's not derech eretz. Then the Gemara gives you the order of recommendation. What do you do if you're faced with a you have a predicament? You have two choices. Whatever you choose is going to be no good. So you have to choose the lesser of the two evils. So you can either walk behind a lion or behind a woman. So he says, "Achuri ari v'lo achuri isha." It's better to walk behind the lion, even though it's dangerous. The lion can devour you. So it's better to put your life in a little bit of a danger rather to walk behind the isha, because it may lead to sin. Achuri arisha v'lo achuri akum. The nochri is dangerous to go behind the nochri. He can start off with the Jew. So that's better to walk achuri isha v'lo achuri akum v'lo achuri beis haknesses. It's better to walk behind the nochri and run a little bit of a risk rather than to walk achuri beis haknesses m'shosh atzim ispalim, because then it's going to be an isa marisai. People are going to think that the guy doesn't believe in davening. Everybody else, there's only one shul in town. It's not that there's another shul. And they see the guy running with his talisman film to Davin and the other minion. There's only one shul in town. This whole Gemara appears before in the first paragraph. Ches. If he's not carrying any package, if he's carrying a package, but the people see he's running to work. If there's no other entrance to the shul, there's no other shul. Then there's no problem. If he's riding on a donkey, everybody knows he's going to work. He's wearing tefillin, and everybody knows he's not parikol. But one has to be careful not to cause a marisai. People shouldn't think that the person is a parikol. A person is not the balabos on his own reputation. He's not allowed to ruin his good reputation. You have to try the best you can. Today it's a bigger problem. The women are undressed in the summer and the winter.
Is there room in the Sifil Ezer quotes like Yosha and Talmud and the Thomas Kadesh, who says that as long as we, it's not a problem to walk after an Isha, because since we see women more commonly, they're not going to come to her. Is that something to rely on?
I don't think so. They quote, I think the Sefer Hasidim says, if you have a wedding meal and the men and the women are sitting mixed seating, so you can't say, Baruch HaLakein HaShah Simcha B'mon, because the Shechina is not going to be there. So the Levush, in the end of Ebenezer, comments that we don't follow that Sefer Hasidim anymore. Why? Because by us, it's so common that we have a mixed seating, so it doesn't cause any sin. Yeah, but if you walk in the street, the people out there, women are take half undressed. I'm more than half undressed. It is a problem. You got to try to avoid it. Where does a person think? A person thinks in his heart, or a person thinks in his kidneys. Just this morning I was looking up something else. In Shabbos Daf Yud Beis on the base, there's a Gemara that a person shouldn't daven b'yichidus b'loshna aramis, because they malach asher es makirim b'loshna aramis. So if you daven b'tzibur, so ein kel kabir lo imos, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mois b'tfilos aramis, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept the prayers. But if you daven b'yichidus, you shouldn't daven b'loshna aramis. So Tosfos says to Kasha, how can it be that the malachim know what we're thinking? So how can it be that they don't understand the loshna aramis, but they can read our minds? That's Tosfos Kasha. So the Rabbi Kivega on the bottom of the page in the Gilyan Hashas raises the question. All of Mefarshim asks, where did Tosfos get that idea from? Who says the malachim can read our minds? Where does it say that? So Rabbi Kivega tells you to look in the Sefer Maskala David, and he tells you the Sefer is written by the Maharam Padua. Maharam Padua's name was not David. So Maskala David is a commentary on Pirush Rashi Alatar written by Rabbi Rab David Pardo. who lived in Sarajevo. So Mazeh, and he says, look in the Maskal of David, on the beginning of Parshas Vayera, that he quotes from the Maharam Chagiz in the Mishnas Chachamim. Maharam Chagiz lived in the 1700s. Maharam Padua lived in the 1500s. Maharam Padua wrote a sefer where he quotes the Mishnas Chachamim. So it's a mistake in Rabbi Kivegan and the Gilyon HaShas. It should say not Maharam Padua, it should say Maharad Pardu, Rab David Pardu. This Svardisha rabbi wrote his sefer, Maskal David, on the opening Rashi, on the opening Rashi on Parshas Vayar, not the beginning of Parshas Vayar, Vayar, Vayaris Likrosam. So Avram Avinu saw that they didn't want to come, they didn't want to be Matriachim. He was able to read their Kavanas. He understood what they were thinking. So he discusses there that Taisus and Shabbos, on Daf Yibdeis, on the base. So he quotes from this, from the Maharam Chagiz, who lived in the 1700s, wrote a Musa Sefer. It's called Mishnas Chachamim. There's a different Mishnas Chachamim that's on the Rambam, that the Minchas Chinuch always quotes, like Minchas Chinuch. We are lumdus. But this Mishnas Chachamim is all Drush. This is by Maharam Chagiz. So this Maharam Chagiz says, when the idea is in your kidneys, kloyos yoatzos, then the malachim can't read what's in your kidneys, because boichin kloyos valev is only the rabbanu shalom. Malachim are not ein od melvadai. Malachim can't read, can't be boichin kloyos. But when the idea is already in your heart, so then it's already revealed. If it went from the kloyos to the heart, then the malachim can know what you're thinking. Where did he get that from? The pasuk says, "Bechin kloyos valev." The rabbanu shalom can be bechin. That's what he asks. HaKadosh Baruch is Baruch and Kloyos Valev. And means, Eino Ed Melvado, Malachim can't. So the Malachim can't read neither Kloyos nor the Lev.
Both.
It says both. So how can you split? That's what he tainis. That's what the Rab David Parda tainis against. This Mishnah's Chacham against the Maharam Chagiz. Anyway, but it's all based on this Gemara, that sometimes the ideas are in the Kloyos and sometimes the ideas go to the Lev. I don't know what this means at all. I don't know how this corresponds to modern medicine. Gemara talks about the different parts of the body, what the functions are, the different parts of the body. Shai. Then we learn the Gemara on the base. Rava says, "Kigon onu tzadikim only yetzetayv shayftan, because li bichol of the kirbi he only has a yetzetayv. Rishayim Bikarev Libi, ain't Pachad Elokim, Bikarev Libi, does not Levavi, he only has a Yetzer Hara, he does not have a Yetzer Taiv. And Beinanim have Zeviz HaShavchim. So Rava makes a statement, Kagonano Beinani, Kagonano, now the Gersa, Kagonano, I am a Beinani. So Abaye, probably the Gersa was Rabba. Why does it have to be Rabba? Because Abaye never refers to Rava as Mar. Abaye was the Talmud of Rabba. Rabba was his, Rabba raised him, Rabba was his uncle, Rabba ba Nachmeni, and Abai's name was Nachmeni. So it's probably the Girsa should really say Rabba. So Abai says to him, Lo Shalik Mar Chai, L'chol Beria, if you're a Beinani, so everybody else is a Rosha, how can you be a Beinani? But that's what Rabba says. Rabba says, I have a conflict. I have Yitzah, Yitzatay, Yitzahara, I always have to make a decision. I have Zeb Zeshaftim. He's not on that madrega that he haraga betaynus and sleepy chol of the kibbi. Doesn't have that madrega. Then the Gemara has after the two deaths. We have to say Hashem alakecha tanya rab lezer aimim nemer b'chol nafshecha l'anem b'chol miyadecha nem b'chol adech nem b'chol nafshecha. B'chol miyadecha means your money. B'chol nafshecha means your guf. And yesh l'chadim sheguf l'chol aval l'man l'kach nem b'chol nafshecha. You have to give up your life al kiddush Hashem. יש לך נשמה נחל בעל המגוף ולקח נעמה בכל מיידך רבי קיבה בכל נפשך אפילו נויטל אס נפשך. Wasn't that what Rav Lezer meant also? This is the mocker for the din of Yehorg while Yavah b'Yavah Rizor after so Shem Alakecha בכל נפשך אפילו נויטל אס נפשך. That's how you know all the Tanoim agree that there's a din of Yehorg while Yavah by Shvichas Domim by Shvichas Dami, because that's based on a Svara. My chos is Dami Dachsu Mikvei, Then the Gemara says, how do you know that? You say, Harik Ba Yababai Gili Harayis, that's based on a Hekish, Kikakshi Yopam Nisha Reyeu. It's Socha Nefesh, Kena Dover Azeh. So just like by Shvichas Domen, there's a Din Yehorek Ba Yabasoto Ba Gili Harayis, there's a Din. So that all the Tanoim agree. By what is Zoritz Amachloikis HaTanoim, where they say Yehorek Ba Yabrana. So we paskin like Rebbe Akiva. There's a Tesis and Avodah Zarah, but Tesis says we should really pass like the other Tana. But they say Chas V'Shalom. How can you pass like the other Tana? The Bali Tesis gave up their lives on Kiddush Hashem. So their tradition was against that Tana. So Tesis gets all nervous about it. Chas V'Shalom. How can you pass against Rebbe Akiva? Tosfos says that what? That according to the Tana, that you only say you heard by Yava by Avodah Zarah b'farhesia. So by Arayus also. Wow. Okay.
Because Rava says that he says have on everything. Because he passed in.
Okay, that's a chiddush. I thought Tosfos said the reverse. I thought that Shvichas Damim, everyone agrees. Tzina be mefarhesia because of the Svara. And then you have the hekish between Arayus and Shvichas Dam, so that everybody agrees. And then Avodah Zarah b'tzina, that's the machlok. Avodah Zarah b'farhesia, they all agree. Shem Kiddush Hashem. Okay. Anyway, but we halacha l'maisa in Shulchan Aruch, we have accepted Rebbe Akiva. B'chol nafshecha, filen noitel l'snafshecha. Then the Gemara tells the famous story. Pa'am achas goes from Achas of Rishor, the Roman government. They made gzeira shall ask yourself about Torah. So Leitchik thought that the gzeira was only not to teach Torah barabim. If you learn Torah b'yechidus, they wouldn't bother you. And that's what Pappas ben Yehuda found, Mitzvah Rabbi Kiva Makal Kilos Barabim, Isaac Batara was giving public lectures on Torah. That's what he said. What are you giving public lectures for? They're going to kill you. Learn Torah b'yechidus, and encourage everybody to learn b'yechidus, but don't learn b'farhesia. So then Rabbi Akiva says, no, he gives you the mushal with the fish and the shul and the fox. And the fox says, come on the dry land. And they say, we can't come on the dry land. So the Gemara means to say that Limud HaTorah b'Rabim is what keeps the Jewish people alive. Limud HaTorah b'Yechidus is not enough. Limud HaTorah b'Rabim is necessary. And then they finally killed Rabbi Akiva. They tortured him to death. Sokos Pesorim Masrekus Al Barzal Amakabal Al Machu Shamayim. And he says, "Kol yomai ho'isi mitzdara pasik sabuchal nafshecha filin noitlas nafshecha filin noitlas nishmascha masa yode liyode ba'akamenu v'achshav shabole yode loy akamenu." So he's mekayim the mitzvah. By marach be'echad, he said, "Shma Yisrael Shem echad atshiotze nishmasa bo echad." The Gemara says when they shoshi otzius Rebbe Akiva lahariga zman kriya shma hoyo. I mean, it was really Zman Kriyashma. It was Zman Kriyashma. It was about what means. There's another time to say Shema when you're about to be killed. Al Kiddush Hashem, so you say Kriyashma as Kabbalas on Machu Shamayim. That's what it sounds like. It doesn't mean it was Zman Kriyashma. The same thing it says that when Yankel Avinu hadn't seen Yosef for so many years, and then he meets up with him. So it says that. That Yosef was crying. What about Yank Avinu was not crying? The Rashi says, Man Kriyashma Hayo, and Yank Avinu is saying Kriyashma. Punk then it was Man Kriyashma. He didn't daven before. He knew when it was Man Kriyashma. So Rav Soloveitchik said, oh, well, some of the Mefarshim say like that. It's not the regular Man Kriyashma. It's a new chiyuv to say Kriyashma. He was so overwhelmed with love for his son, whom he hadn't seen for so many years. And the Halacha says, we have to Sasham Alkecha. You have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of your heart. And here he had a love for his son. We all have a love for our families. We all love our families. But that's part of our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he hadn't seen his son for so many years. And all of a sudden now he was so overwhelmed, so emotional with feeling. So he felt that now he's violating B'chol Levavcha. So he said it's time to say Kriya Shema, but it doesn't mean there's man Kriya Shema. You have to say Kriya Shema by 9:09 in the morning, or something like that. It's a separate chi of Kriya Shema. Pashtus over here also. It's a separate chi of Kabbalah Salmach HaShanayim. Then the Malachim were upset, Zu Torah B'Zuzchor, how can you allow such a thing to happen? So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, no, you're Tabas Kolein, Ashurecha Rabbi Akiva, Atem Mezum Elechai Hu Elam Abba. It's very strange. What do you need? A bus call. The people didn't realize they're going to go to Olam Abba. He was Moshe Nefesh al Yichud Hashem. So there must be some commentary here to explain. I don't know. Okay, so we're up to Mora Hamigdosh. Vayekul Olam Rosha, about 15 lines from the bottom. Yadinim Mora Hamigdosh. So what do we make up? Tomorrow is the Siyum at 12 o'clock across the street. Where is it? In the cafeteria? Not sure. Wherever it's going to be, okay. Either the gym or the caf. We'll find out. So we're going to learn what time? 10:30. We'll learn at 10:30. Okay. Do you know, do you really know about the Kirillah?